This is Russ. We're in 31 Days Ablaze. We're dealing with today how to know, and specifically how to use, your spiritual authority. Now, this is a vital point as believers. When we come to Christ, it's about God's love coming into our lives, the joy of the Lord, the presence of the Spirit of God, forgiveness of sins, empowerment to live. But we need to realize that we are in the midst of a battlefield spiritually. There's a scripture in 1 John 3, chapter 3, verse 8 says this: the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. He came to destroy the works of the devil. And it's clear that as Jesus began ministry, even if you read Mark's Gospel chapter 1, it involves salvation, it involves healing, it involves deliverance. So all three were an aspect of the work of Jesus as he began to proclaim the kingdom of God and salvation and calling people to repent and believe. Then there was the need for healing and the grace and mercies of healing. And then there was the need for spiritual authority to not only expose the enemy and cause manifestation, outing the enemy's presence and work, but then to kick the enemy out, to exorcise or to bring deliverance to an individual. And no better place probably in the scriptures is Mark chapter 5 in the encounter, or even in Acts chapter 16, where Paul simply commands a demon out of a young girl in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, those are good foundational things to look at, but you've got to realize as a believer in Jesus, you have been baptized into the body of Christ. You have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. You have been given all these promises, also instruction. And you and I are part of the great mission of God. We are not only part of the mission of God. Jesus said in John 15, in our relationship with Jesus, we are called, chosen to bear fruit. That is in the area of salvation and healing and deliverance and answered prayer. That's what bearing fruit is all about. And so when we think in terms of living our lives in these last days, dynamically, as did the early church, remember again, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember again that when we speak about spiritual authority, number one, it is needed. That's why Jesus came with his full authority to bring the exposure and bring destruction and bring a defeat to Satan and the demonic work. Now, realize that the scriptures speak about as the last days continue to roll on, that more demonic manifestation, more counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, more doctrines of demons will come than ever in history. The end of days will bring the most supernatural and demonically manifested time in human history. And I think that we're in an unprecedented time, and it's only going to get deeper concerning demonic seduction, deception, manifestation, powers, oppression, possession, attack. So many ways the enemy is working actively right now, even in his his attack against believers, the church. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. So we have the promise that the church would be indestructible by Jesus himself. We have the promise that Jesus would be with us to the end of the very end of the age. He'd be with us always. And then we have the promise in 1 John chapter 5 that though the evil one is in control of the whole world, the Holy One, the Lord Jesus, will protect us from the evil one. Now, you and I have been given authority. It is needed, number one. Number two, you have been given that authority. And I'm going to tell you right now, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, that is a great chapter, the training chapter. That is the discipleship chapter. That is the chapter where Jesus starts off telling disciples, believers, to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth more workers. Oh, and that is what we need today. More laborers, not just listeners, not just learners in the sense of acquiring information, but laborers who will be out on the field in powerful prayer, in evangelism, in praying for sick people, in helping those who have needs, and in using spiritual authority against the dark side everywhere we encounter it. And so this is a vital training chapter where Jesus sends them out to preach the gospel of the kingdom. That is, the rule of God coming and the message of salvation was involved here. It also involves the praying for the sick. He tells them to just heal them. And so I believe that's part of the body of Christ's work and ministry and labor. Preach the good news and lead people to Christ. Salvation is central. But flowing with salvation is healing, and we should be praying for individuals every chance we get in the body of Christ. And as we step out in faith, we will see more of the kind of healing that we've seen in the book of Acts and the Gospels. Now, there's also in that chapter the training of deliverance. Jesus simply says in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 18, and this is after the disciples returned, after they went out preaching the gospel, praying for the sick, and commanding and ordering demons out of people. Here's what occurs. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. And they were surprised because the two other elements of the kingdom of God, the gospel and healing, were seen very clearly. But this issue of authority and casting out demons was an inbreaking. It was new. It's not something that was done in the Old Testament. Now, the kingdom of God has come in Christ with, again, his arrival. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. So in verse 18, chapter 10, Luke's Gospel, Jesus says, he replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Then he says in the Greek, the original, perfect tense, meaning at the moment of salvation with the abiding result that right now, actively, you have and permanently have this authority. He says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. Of course, snakes and scorpions are just figures of speech in reference to demonic presence. And I think it's a pretty good figure, snakes and scorpions. These things are, they can be under a rock, they can be under a blanket, they can be deadly, they can be hiding, they can snap out at you. They can sting, they can harm, they can, you know. So this picture of authority over this lethal dark side is very important. And then he says to overcome, the Greek word Nike, to have decisive victory. Jesus says, I've given you authority to trample on lethal demonic presence and to have decisive victory, to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Now, Jesus did say, however, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you. And let me say, they will in the authority you've been given. But our centrality is to rejoice in our salvation, in our relationship, in our security in Christ. Rejoice that your name is written in heaven and sealed. That's the idea of sealed and known. And that's the most important thing. Not that we go on a head trip about having authority and riding some kind of, you know, chariot through the streets, clamoring out rebukes over all demons. We must realize that the authority has been given. You as a believer have that authority. Now listen, as a pastor in 30 years and a conference speaker and trainer all over, I have realized that 80% of the body of Christ that I've engaged doesn't know about this authority, hasn't appropriated this authority, and therefore have not used this authority. Isn't that amazing? In light of the ramping up of demonic presence, manifestation, spiritual darkness, most of the body of Christ doesn't know the kind of authority they have. Jesus says, I have given you. Now, appropriation means that we receive, we accept what it is God gave us. We reckon it as true. And that's something you can do right now. Any believer can do right now in the sight and the presence of Jesus. Say, Lord, I fully accept the authority that you have given me, the spiritual authority over the demonic and the power, then the ability then to overcome all the power of the enemy. and I accept your words, and nothing will harm me. So I renounce fear and accept the authority of Christ, the authority you've given me, the authority you have placed in me. I accept by faith and acknowledge it. Now, once you have done that, you have to realize that the authority that Jesus gives is part of mission. Look what he says again in that verse, Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. I have given you authority, and now notice this, so that you can trample down lethal demonic presence that is in people and on people and manifesting in the area. We'll talk about places here in a moment. But let me just say this quickly about the authority you've been given is part of mission. You can't just sit back and say, I have the authority, I accept the authority, I acknowledge the authority, thank you, Lord, and then never do anything about it. I'm going to give you some ways in which it can, should, and I would say urgently needs to be used. So in the presence, this unceasing, unbroken presence of the living Christ, may I urge you as a brother, a sister in Christ, not only to acknowledge the authority God has given, but acknowledge the mission, the responsibility, the urgency. I believe that deliverance is a compassionate thing. If you look at Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, a man demonized, destroying his own life, living in the tombs, naked, cut, crying out, deliverance was compassionate. It released him from the demonic torment and brought him to his right mind, clothed and beginning to live a new life in Christ. It's part of the great compassion of God. But again, authority is needed because Satan is the god of this age that we live in. Satan does bring control to the fallen world. He does have authority over every unsaved person. And wherever anybody gives him room, he gets rights, and the demonic gets rights. And there's an agenda. It's ramping up. And I'm going to say again, there's more demonic manifestation even now than ever in all of history worldwide, and that it's going to get thicker, darker, broader, wider. And so the believers should realize that no matter, I don't care if all hell comes out on the field, manifested, you have been given authority to trample, to crush demonic lethal presence wherever it's found, and to overcome, to win, to gain decisive victory over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you in that way. So listen, I don't care how much is out there, the authority is the same. Always, it always is a superior authority over all demonic presence. Now, here's how some of it can be used simply. Number one, anybody you meet when you're evangelizing and sharing Christ and ministering to somebody, be it out in the world somewhere or in church, somebody all of a sudden manifests demonically, whether they fall to the ground or begin to, you see them taken over. I know it's weird, it's strange, but it's real, just like in Scripture. Never give the demonic any opportunity, command them. You have authority to command them, shut up, don't harm the person, And order them. They will submit in the name of Jesus. You have the mission to trample, to command them to stop it, to get out of the person, to release them. For every demonic presence connected, usually there's one or more demons, and we need to command all of them out. And many times I will ask and command them to say how they got in, so we can lead the person not to open that door again, and to close all the doorways or the legal rights that the enemy has had in their life. So anytime demonic manifestation, where it's literally like in Scripture, where they're up and speaking out of a person's life, well, then we need to instantly deal with that. And don't be afraid. Stand up and watch the power of God manifest through you as you speak authoritatively. And you don't even have to yell. The authority literally hits them like a massive heavenly spiritual hammer. That's why sometimes demonic presence screams and yells on the way out, because it's so powerful. Because you're talking about the authority of Jesus and the blood and the cross of Jesus. Secondly, also, spiritual warfare. When you feel oppression, or there's oppression over your church or a family, or you're feeling directly, the Lord shows you, you're being attacked by the enemy, then rebuke specifically. Command them, to get away. and ask the Lord to even deliver you. So you can use the authority that you have in Christ to speak against when demonic presence seems to be coming against you, or when somebody else feels like they're oppressed, like a dark demonic cloud that is over them. And you command, get out of here, leave this person alone. And all of a sudden they feel like a cloud has, you know, lifted, and teach them to do the same so they can also clear the air spiritually around them. Now, let me give you a third area. Sometimes when there is satanic rituals being done, or individuals out there that are Satanists or into the dark side, and they send spiritual warfare against you. They summon demons. Now, a picture of this is found in Revelation 16. And if you feel an assignment, or the Lord gives you insight that an assignment, or maybe the Satanist or somebody sends you a note and saying they're doing it, well, again, command it to be canceled. Command it to not touch you. Command it to be broken. And again, as the Holy Spirit leads you, He'll lead you in this, you know, as you pray out, whether manifestation or oppression and attack, or in literally satanic ritual warfare against you or your church. If they paint symbols on your door or send you things with those satanic symbols or blood, or you find a place that there's a blood ritual or whatever, you know, pray against it. Destroy those objects. Burn them. But by all means, speak over it. Command the demons. You will not work. You are commanded to be broken in your assignments. And again, watch what happens as they are defeated. Now, another area is this: in our regular praying. And I'm saying that in our regular praying, you know, in church, and again, encourage your church not to spend 38, 58 seconds in the service in prayer. You know, encourage your pastor and leader to lead the church in 20 minutes or more of prayer intercession over the city, over reaching souls, over the churches, over the leaders, over the needs, and then pray collectively and in your own prayers against, just generally, against the devil's work. You know, exercising that authority. When you know that there's attacks against the church in the city, or you see the ramping up, or you see where Satan has gained access and rights in areas of the city or through covens or whatever, pray against those consistently. We've learned that in thundering prayers with this authority that's been given to us, that it literally brings effect. Now, Satanists and undergrounders and the demonic, they don't want you to know what they're doing, what they're up to. So one thing I'm going to tell you, and I think this is a very important key, that we can always in our prayer say, Lord, give us a heads up. What's the enemy doing? Is there anything being sent? Is there any assignment? Is there anything going on? Is there anybody walking into our church that is demonized or some kind of crazy infiltrator that wants to bring harm? Expose the work of the enemy so we can pray against it. We can ask the Lord to attack it, to destroy Satan's work. And then we can say specifically, get out in the name of Jesus. We cancel your assignment here in the name of Jesus. And we need to take that as an aggressive approach. And in this one simple, well, this is going to be about 20 minutes. This is just a simple devotional word. Get some deep training. We offer it. There's other good books out there. Ask the Lord to lead you. But if you read 20 books and still never do anything, what good is that? Dear believer, now's the time to be active, strong, and again, ablaze, on fire for the Lord. Remember Romans 12:11, very, very clear. Never be lacking in zeal. Keep burning in the Spirit. Keep ablaze in spirit, serving the Lord. The Lord's blessing. May the Spirit of God guide you. May you be granted great boldness in the Spirit of God in accepting and using consistently the authority that you've been given as part of the mission. Jesus came because He loves you to bring salvation to the world, but it included John 3:8. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the enemy. And when you and I go out there and evangelize and somebody has demons and they manifest and we instantly command them, stop it, get out, leave them and all that is in there, get out in the name of Jesus. What a compassionate ministry. What a demonstration of the authority of Christ, let alone the person being freed and able then to call on Jesus and get saved. Use that spiritual authority, my friend, in your prayers daily. Pray for the lost to get saved and pray for the church to be blessed and pray for a revival to come, but also pray against everything demonic everywhere consistently. The Lord's blessing to you. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net.